Well, welcome to the 11th season of All About Thailand, and may I welcome Thailand, Sawadee Krap, and of course, the rest of the world. Well, good morning, and I hope everybody is just fine. Sorry for the delay in getting the podcast out. We have been so busy. So, what was Jomtien like? Jomtien in Pattaya. It's had a few changes, but you know, I want to talk about what Jomtien is like in 2024. So, come on, let's do it. Minh Kung, we just love coming to Pattaya. We love coming to Jomtien. We stay in the same hotel. And they know us, you know. But what it is we travel down from Bangkok. And, of course, we live up in Isan, so we're actually in Bangkok. So we travel down from Bangkok all the way, about roughly around about 2 hours in a taxi, to Jomtien. There's certainly no more than that, and we checked into our hotel, which we love. You know, it's the Jomtien residences, and in the residences, and you know, I know a lot of you know that, but you know, we arrived roughly around about 3 o'clock in the afternoon, and have decided to go for a little bit of a walk now. It's something that I have noticed, and you can't help but notice the change in the dynamics now, is that everything is, pretty much the majority of everything is obviously in English and Thai, but it's also in Russian as well. And there are a lot of Russian tourists, the same as I imagine over in the islands as well. Sort of locating themselves on holidaying actually in Pattaya. Now, I just want to talk a little bit, really, before we get on to the other good stuff of what it is and what to do, is just what the how the history of Pattaya, how that all came about. Well, with a brief history of Jomtien Beach, which is sort of located south of Pattaya, really. You know, it was, like Pattaya was originally, a very, very quiet sort of fishing village, you know, but it's transformed over the years into sort of like a bustling sort of beach destination, hasn't it? In about the sort of the mid-20th century, it certainly sort of gained popularity amongst these sort of locals and the expats seeking a more sort of serene sort of coastal escape. I mean, Jomtien's development sort of accelerated towards the late sort of 20th century in a way with the tourism. You know, it's a bit of a boom, and it extended itself out to neighbouring areas, and the beachfront involved, you know, and it was, you know, cleared a lot of vegetation, I should imagine, and trees were possibly cleared as well. And, you know, the resorts and all the water activities, and that started to, you know, it all started to make a very, very sort of touristy, sort of friendly environment as well, you know. But, you know, as we're sort of like stepping into 2024, Jomtien continues to sort of be that sort of preferred destination, sort of blending its sort of historical roots and modern amenities to today's travelers. Now, like I said, with it you know, accommodating Russians now, it's changing. So it's quite a change from the quaint little fishing village that it used to be to what it is now. In this section, I just want to talk about the the hotels in Yomtien. I mean, we stay in a lovely hotel, like I said, the inn and residences in Yomtien. We really do enjoy our stay there. But, you know, really, when you think about it, many of the hotels in Yomtien, sort of, they boast modern facilities, including swimming pools, spa services. They get the old fitness centres as well. And on-site sort of dining options. You know, due to its sort of proximity to the beach, numerous hotels offer quite easy access to the beach itself and to the sand and the sea. You know, it is really exciting, you know, to go now, obviously now back in Bangkok at the moment. But I mean, the overall atmosphere in the Yomtien hotels tends to be sort of I'd say relaxed compared to sort of the more sort of busier sort of central areas of Pattaya, you know. But so there's an attractive choice for a quieter stay, let's say. You know, visitors sort of often sort of appreciate the blend of, like I say, that the comfort and the tranquility, along with the convenience of being close to Pattaya. You know, like I said about getting these Sontels, like these little buses that go up and down Beach Road, jump on BART bus and jump onto one of those, cost you roughly something like 20 baht or 10 baht. No, 20 baht. You know, and, you know, they get you to your destinations, you know. But, you know, as for the hotels in Pattaya, you know, and obviously Yomtien, you know, the place that we stay at, they have like a full sort of like a bit of a bar thing going on with the fridge, you know. But obviously you have whatever you have out there, the Leo or the Chan, you know. But, you know, all in all, staying in the hotels and staying, you know, we're really quite close to the beach, you know, it's pretty amazing. And there's lots of markets as well. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to be talking about the all the other little things that you can do in Yomtien, Pattaya, which is an awful lot.
This episode is brought to you by Reese's Peanut Butter Cups. In breaking news, leading scientists worldwide are conducting experiments to determine if Reese's Peanut Butter Cups are the perfect combination of peanut butter and chocolate. However, it appears the study was inconclusive, as the scientists couldn't help but eat all the Reese's. Because when you want something sweet, you can't do better than Reese's. Find Reese's now at a store near you.
Well, we've reached that time in the show where I would like to welcome all our new listeners to the podcast. Thank you ever so much for listening. And I would also like to put a big thank you to all our existing listeners in 2024. It's amazing, isn't it? It is really, really, really good. We're just so excited. We've been so busy just running around. I've been trying to put things through on the YouTube channel as well. And all in all, it has been really, really busy, and we are ploughing forward into 2024. Also as well, I know that you're asking, and also I'd like to thank you as well for subscribing to the special edition podcast that we do and for getting involved in everything on that. So anyway, I'm going to talk now about the things that you can get up to and the things that you can do in Yomtien, Pattaya. Well, if you're actually wondering what it is you can get up to, what you can actually do in Yomtien, you know, you've got the beach and you can relax on the sandy shores, enjoy the water sports. And something I noticed a lot there was the beach sort of volleyball. That seemed to be really sort of quite popular. But me and Kung, we just sort of lazed around on the beach. But, you know, you've got like things that you can do, like you've got the floating market as well. And that's a sort of quite a sort of diverse array of sort of Thai foods, really, and crafts and even the cultural performances. Or you can get yourself to a nice viewpoint, the Khao Tai. I'm scared of heights, so my wife did it. Well, you can actually look down onto Pattaya, you know, and get some pretty good photographs there. You know, you've got the Sanctuary of Truth, which is unique, all wooden structure. Such contemporary sort of architecture. You've got the night markets. You've got, you know, a place that I like, the Nong Nuk, which is like a tropical garden. That's a wonderful place, you know. You've got sort of, it's basically just like landscape gardens and then cultural shows and elephant performances, and you can get your picture taken with a tiger. And of course, you've got, you know, when you go to Chom Tien and Pattaya, you know, you always go, always have a tendency to go to, you've got to go to Walking Street, haven't you? And all the bars up in Walking Street, and all the entertainment complexes as well, which are really good and are really fun as well. But, you know, Chom Tien has a great deal to offer. I don't do anything about prices and things like that, although one thing I will say, it was quite, for a small bottle of Chan, as an example, would cost you something like around about sort of like about 100 baht, which does seem a bit expensive. But there are places, don't quote me, this is why I don't like giving prices, where we got it for 70 baht. So do you know what I mean? So very difficult quoting prices, because the prices change. It's something I don't like to do. So anyway, we are going to have quite a few podcasts out. Now, we're coming up to the end of the podcast now, and I know I've got a story. And you know what? I know how much you love the stories. Well, me and Kung, well, we're actually in when we arrived and we at the night, we got up in the morning, we decided to just sort of take a stroll along Chom Tien Beach. And, you know, you had the salty breeze and you could feel the sort of vibrant sort of atmosphere. But Kung wanted to explore the markets, and she started indulging, obviously, in the street food. And, you know, we had an amazing time. But, you know, as the days sort of unfolded, we started looking around Chom Tien and finding some of these sort of like hidden gems, you know, around like the shops. And Kung, like I said, went up to the viewpoint, marveling, sort of like having a look and marveling at the sort of how the city looks and the bay looks, you know, in the heart of sort of like Chom Tien, so to speak, you know. But, you know, as the night was, you know, as it was starting to get sort of like into the nighttime, well, it's the place obviously just came alive with the local sort of markets. And Kung and I, me, was just sort of like weaving through all the stores and sort of discovering the handmade crafts and savoury the flavours of Thailand. And, you know, but if you combine that with the bustling sounds of the markets and the aroma of the street food, is quite a symphony, really. Yeah, you know, in a way. But, you know, as our time has now sort of drawn to a close, and we realise that we have amounted and collected, and, you know, photographically and videos as well, such good memories of Chom Tien, and we can't wait until we go the next time. So for you guys, you must go and visit Chom Tien. If it's doesn't matter if it's like you've been there many times, then you know what I'm on about, or if it's your first time, because I've had quite a lot of people contacting me and wanting to know about the first time and what it's like. So anyway, we're at the end of the podcast now. Thank you ever so much for listening. So like I always say, stay safe. Love you all.